This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers are reacting to reports that a Manhattan grand jury has voted to indict Donald Trump. The former president faces charges involving payments made during the 2016 presidential campaign to silence claims of an extramarital affair. Democratic Representative Jason Crow says today is a, quote, somber day for our nation, and that, quote, no one is above the law. Congressman Crow asked Americans to have faith in the nation's judicial system and due process. On the Republican side, only Representative Lauren Boebert has weighed in so far, echoing Trump's own words by calling the investigation a witch hunt. It's the first ever criminal case involving a former U.S. president. According to the Associated Press, the indictment was confirmed today by a lawyer for Trump and other people familiar with the matter who were not authorized to discuss sealed criminal charges. The former president is expected to surrender to authorities next week. Fire crews are on the scene fighting an active grass fire in Park County, southwest of the Denver metro area, and an air quality health advisory for wildfire smoke is in effect for southeastern Park and western Teller counties. Residents were advised to leave the area. And much of the Front Range is expecting extreme weather conditions today. Those will continue through tomorrow. Meteorologists say people should avoid activities that produce a spark due to dry and warm conditions on the I-25 corridor and parts of the eastern plains. Warm, spring-like weather is expected through the weekend before winter conditions return early next week. Mountain communities, including Vail and Aspen, could receive up to a foot of snow through Friday. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.